Narrative Frameworks 26. We have to remember that tools are fine so long as they are tools. It's just when tools or symbols start posing as reality, when tools or symbols start to take on the meaning that they were used originally to denote or to uncover. It is when this happens that we lose sight of what is real. When symbols start posing as reality rather than as tools to point towards the reality that they represent, this is when we get into trouble, confusion, strife. Tools can point towards or away from anything, but ultimately our life, the principles and essence of our very life and lives. Because seen clearly, our lives, however different and varied and apparently individual they seem, all stem from the one essence of life, the unborn pure potential that is pure life, pure consciousness, pure awareness, gives birth to all life and all lives in terms of manifest existence, whether physically visible or not, whether tangible to the touch or not, whether the human mechanism can pick up on the frequency or not, whether the human perception can understand or not. All that is born of the One. All that is in manifest form is born of all that is in unmanifest form, in Source, the Source of everything and all, which is the present moment. So you might say this source had to be in the past because the manifestation has already happened. We exist in this manifest world. And that may be what a materialistic mentality rooted in time to space, rooted in time and space, concludes. But to awareness that sees, life is being born each moment. The source exists in us each moment. We are giving birth from our center each moment. Yes, in time and space, we are continuation. We are a continuation of timelines. We are a ever-rolling wave, whether at peak or trough or somewhere in between, at trough or peak or somewhere in between. Wherever we are on the cycle in time and space, presence always exists. Wherever you are on that cycle, and you can align to presence and realize that each moment is the source giving birth to something totally new, pure potential manifesting itself as you manifest yourself. Same process. You can realize this. You can realize the momentousness of presence here and now, or you can reduce here and now to this brief moment constantly shifting as time progresses between the past and future. But here and now is not just this brief intersection between what has been and what will be. Here and now is that and that which expands beyond that to incorporate all past, all future, all present possibilities in time and space. Here and now is the wholeness of the unborn source, the pure potential, unmanifest life. This is here and now. This is with us each moment. And our opportunity here, our opportunity in life, our opportunity is to realize that here and now is all there is. Here and now is beyond the tools and the symbols and the timelines. Here and now is all there is, and this is enough. Here and now is everything we need, because it is everything we are. All moments of your life are lived here and now, both in terms of being that brief moment between past and future, but also in terms of being born of the ever-present backdrop to all the foreground occurrences of your life. So we're presented with this option, here and now or somewhere else. And the modern world promises to deliver something else. The modern world creates a situation where now is not enough, where you are not enough, and where you are eager, therefore, to buy the somewhere else that it is selling. The something else, the product you need, the somewhere else, the holiday to get you away from where you are. The external cure to your situational predicament. And of course, the modern world does not tell you or show you that your current predicament is the result of your current state of consciousness. Because knowing this, you take charge of your current state of consciousness. You know this is the way for you to determine the way your life is manifest. If you realize you are the source of creation, being born each moment, then you realize your responsibility and opportunity to give birth in the direction that you choose. Yes, amidst constraint, but seeing truly this constraint is perhaps constraining and perhaps not. Yes, we work with where we are, and yes, we work with the conditions in time and space of our own situation. But knowing that we are here and now, this pure potential, we know that we have the opportunity to direct ourselves where we want to go. Perhaps regardless of constraints, perhaps within constraints, depending on how open or closed our consciousness is. Because what's our alternative? The somewhere else that someone else offers us. The entertainment that is the bereavement of the soul, that is the spiritual journey sacrificed for some frivolous tinsel tokens of momentary pleasure. So the somewhere else that the world offers, someone else stands to profit from your loss of being with the being that is your soul. somewhere else is the realm of investment in symbols and tools, rather than the here and now that all somewhere else's are born from. And of course, it's not just somewhere else's born from here and now. It's microcosms of here and now, born within the macrocosm of here and now. It is opportunities in the here and now of our lives that are born from this vast overarching opportunity that is the here and now of our life, with a capital L. And this comes back to what I was saying. There is this essence of life, this wholeness, this totality. Life with a capital L. And all our apparently individual lives are born from this one great life with a capital L. And I say apparently individual because it again depends on the state of your own consciousness. Is your consciousness seeing life divided, i.e. rooted in apparently separate manifest parts, or is your consciousness established in and rooted in the wholeness of life, which sees the underlying spiritual essence, which is the totality of everything and all? This totality is the backdrop to all shifts and changes. And this totality is the source of all shifts and changes. And this realization is not a mental one. This realization is one of deep felt experience, and no argument about it will ever suffice. We have to go deeply for ourselves, beyond symbols, beyond tools, beyond manifestations, deeply into ourselves to see who we are and to come back home to this truth of presence, life, being, here and now as we are.